Leading the news this morning, the second opinion poll in a week has put the federal coalition within striking distance of Labor. The Fairfax Ipsos poll shows a jump in support for the government, putting it just 2 percentage points behind Labor in the two-party preferred vote. Cabinet is due to meet later today amid continuing chatter about the leadership.
Overwhelmingly, the colleagues wanted to see the Prime Minister be given some clear air, and I do feel that the significant turnaround in the polls is also conclusive proof that the voters want that as well.
New South Wales police will begin a new search today for the body of missing toddler William Tyrrell. They'll be concentrating their search in bushland at Bonnie Hills on the state's mid-north coast. The three-year-old disappeared while playing in his grandmother's backyard at Kendal 5 months ago. An influential Indonesian politician and trusted confidant of the president has spoken out against the death penalty. Jakarta's governor Basuki Tahaja Panama has asked President Joko Widodo to reconsider his views on capital punishment for drug traffickers. The governor has told local media that a life sentence was a more appropriate punishment. Large crowds have marched through the centre of Moscow to pay tribute to Russia's murdered opposition leader. Boris Nemtsov was gunned down at the weekend while walking near the Kremlin. Several thousand people have also been demonstrating in St. Petersburg. Mr. Nemtsov was a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin.